Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, how we gonna lose this shit like this, my nigga?
Yay, do I walk through the valley of infidels, suckers, who adhere to sucker religions. Life's the Bible. We living in biblical times. First chapter. This chapter called men. Given knowledge by the psychotic, the black was college. We don't add it up, then that shit'll leave us divided. It's sorta like 10 commandments. I'm talking about men and standards. I'm trying to reverse the damage. You boys obsessed with cameras. The debt we was handed. So many move like Judas. Look at the past, it's proven. It's my duty to speak truth to power. I be feeling like it's my fault. Around your enemies, then they call you before you hear about it. Talk to you like it's still love, keeping your vision clouded. Trying to get cool with guys cause you want them to choose sides. Campaigning with the haters, dismissing truth for lies. Definition of a man, don't fall on the stand. For your soul, the exec let you hold in advance. Don't be discouraged, just go with the plan. Gotta have faith in God's grace over the land. And I pray for the day when they lay down the cage. Make their way up out their maze, get their mind up out of days. Too many mamas laying flowers at their graves. Don't rap about death, it's power in what you say. Second chapter, and you get what you give. It's power in how you live. I sit and talk with the kids and tell them just how it is. Go straight to avoid the bid. Living fast to wait, stay down and work on your grades. Speak gospel for the next generation. You could have it all, just don't side with Satan. I seen that take down most of the greatest. Hotel suites, Hollywood stars hanging. The other side of what you think is fly. Your jury could be cursed and so can your ride. Let that soak in your mind. Suburbans and Beamers. Shot up with Ninas. How to stop a young genius. Spiritual like a deep cut from Shirley Caesar. I wonder if it's Jesus when the baby reach up. Sharpening up myself cause I know they need us. My African skin gave me the passion to win. Praying this doesn't come to a tragic end. Third chapter. This chapter called women. Y'all been the rib since the beginning. A woman's intuition is what a man is missing. To understand your wisdom is something I had to learn. Somehow you the most unprotected on planet Earth. Your smile lift me up and your eyes kiss my soul. Your sweetness is honeycomb, such a lovely tone. You hold the power to make a house a home. Because of you I wanna right my wrong. Kiss your mother cause we only get one. A grandmother's words to a grandson. Beautiful mind, developing time. Checks every month cause you held me for nine. They might see an image of a woman who's flawed, but I see a woman in the image of God. Highest regards, I light a cigar. To men, women, and children, my Bible is out. Open it up, listen to it anytime. That Revelations vibe get you through it. Ain't none of us perfect. I damn sure ain't praying this doesn't come to a tragic end. We just gonna hope for the best and do our best to be our best, no less. Yeah. Yo, I woke up this morning, had to pray to God and thank him cause I made it this far. I kept it me. I'ma stay me no matter what. No matter who change up, I'ma try to get him to see the right path. So I think I'm on the right path.
What about the children? How can they play? No place safe. It's gotta be a better way. People in the streets, no place to sleep, no food to eat. Oh,
as I look out the window, what do I see? I see poverty, people living in the street. How could this be? Whatever happened to humanity? Why can't we live in peace and harmony? It's such a sad reality, it's killing me.
What about the children? How can they play?
Oh my.
No place safe. It's gotta be a better way.
Tell me how the people, talk about the people, yeah.
In the streets, no place to sleep, no food to eat.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Oh,
what's the purpose of a war? To keep the rich separate from the poor. It's just a game, and it's a shame. Oh, oh. Missing father, he's not in the home. Little girl was made the child alone. Hear the baby crying through the night, because the mother's not doing right.
What about the children?
What about the children?
How can they play?
And good evening, and welcome to a spring edition of EIE SOC Podcast Radio. I'm your host, Tony Nix, founder and president of Enough is Enough, Save Our Children, based here as a nonprofit in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Tonight is only going to be an hour show. It's entitled, well, not entitled, rather, it's titled Entitlement. Our call-in number is 515-605-9760. That's 515-605-9760. Call in if you would like to say something about tonight's topic. Also, when you call in, please be aware of background noise. I would appreciate if you watch your language. And also, you know, get to the point, because there may be other callers on the line and I want to try to get everybody in that I can. if you're trying to sign into this site at Blog Talk Radio, you can sign in via Facebook or I believe also Twitter. Once you sign in, all you have to do is look up the live show, which is Enough is Enough, Save Our Children. And there's also a box at the bottom where you can leave comments. I'll try to respond to any comments that are left. Okay, again, tonight we're talking about entitlement. I chose tonight's topic because I hear a lot of entitlement coming from our children and young teens. What they feel that they're entitled to from their parents. Now, my question is, what are parents entitled to from their children? Children say they're entitled to be taken care of, loved, and given just about whatever a parent can afford to give them and beyond, which I don't agree with that at all, because I know the parents that give these children the basics and more, for me, they're very good parents. Then there's the parents who feel like they only need to provide the basics. And that's that. But our children today and young teens today in today's society have convinced themselves that they are entitled to receive everything they get from their parents. And this comes from what I believe the young children and young teens being in these chat rooms on social media discussing this very topic that I'm talking about right now. But I'm willing to bet you, while they're discussing this topic, it never is said what their parents are entitled to. Now, in my view, their parents are entitled to quite a bit. One of the first things is gratitude, because most of these teens and young children don't have any gratitude. For me, and in my view, they've taken for granted what they get from their parents, and they have this sense of entitlement. Well, there are things that the parents are entitled to. I said being grateful, so that's gratitude, you know, respect, okay? They're young, keeping up good school grades, okay? Keeping their rooms clean and doing whatever other chores that are asked of them. I find that when young children and teens are reminded of what parents do for them, or if their parent reminds them, they have this attitude that they get, which tells them, oh, well, I'm entitled to what you do for me. Now, for me, a response like that shows that this person, or this child rather, or young teen, they don't have any gratitude. They really don't get it. They have this real selfish mindset, very self-centered. They're grateful for nothing. And they fail to realize, if not for their parent, what would they have? They would have nothing. Not a thing. Not a thing. Not these phones and laptops and, in some cases, cars. that they don't pay for or pay the car note or pay the car insurance, okay? They don't pay the phone bills, okay? And they take all this for granted. You know, they have no sense of what it would be like without their parent doing what they do. They have no sense of that. Then there are those who fail to realize that, you know, parents have choices, you know, and I've seen this where parents have said, you know what, I've given you everything and you don't appreciate it. You still want to be a little self-centered, selfish individual with an attitude of entitlement. And they get fed up. And as soon as they reach 18, they put them out. Now, some parents say, oh, well, if they have nothing and nowhere to go, they shouldn't be put out. Well, I don't know. There's a lot of pros and cons to that. If they're living under the parents' roof, there's certain rules and there's certain things they need to be grateful for. You know, they get to eat. They go in the refrigerator anytime they want to. Okay. And they have all the little privileges plus before they even had reached 18. So now we're 18. We are not able to get out and live on our own. Basically, there's a lot of different reasons, you know. Maybe they're not working yet. Or maybe they're attending college. Okay? But they feel that they're in the, quote, beginning of adulthood. So their attitudes are really not good. Let me say that. You know, I always ask teens this and young children this. If your mother, father decided that they just truly have had enough and decide to turn you over to the state, do you think that life would be as good as when you were living at home? And some of these teens, oh, my parents wouldn't do that to me. Don't underestimate your parents is what I say, because parents are human. Parents have feelings. You know, parents work hard to provide a good home, okay, to provide food, roof over your head, protection, unconditional love, okay? The fires that our youngsters start, the parents are left to put them out after they were warned repeatedly, but the child or a young teen didn't listen. So it falls back on the parent. And sometimes the parent doesn't really want to get involved. But from the unconditional love, parents do what they got to do. I don't care if it's mom or dad, or just mom, or just dad. See, a lot of our youngsters really don't get it. Really don't get it. You know, we guide them. We teach them. We give them tools and we train them on how to use the tools. And a lot of these youngsters just don't get it. They just don't get it. This sense of entitlement. I'm entitled to this and you're supposed to do this, you know, and that's wrong. That's wrong. You know, I think that's very arrogant. I think it's disrespectful, you know, and it shows how ungrateful they are for what their parents provide, the sacrifices that parents make where a parent won't get for themselves, but they'll get for their child or children. And these youngsters have no idea what it is to do that. And some say, well, you know, when they get of age, they'll find out. Yeah, maybe. But then again, if they have a poisoned mindset due to who they listen to and the information they share amongst themselves, it may not be that good for them, and they may have a very, very hard time. But anyway, again, my call-in number is 515-605-9760. Call in, I'll put you in the queue, and I'll let you express yourself on tonight's topic. Again, we're talking about entitlement. Our children have a sense of entitlement today. But what are parents entitled to from their children is the question I have. So if you have an answer for that, be my guest and call in, 515-605-9760. We're going to take a small break, and we'll be back.
From the creator of War for Your Soul comes a new series, Great Despise. Feeling your history. Greatness 5 is guaranteed to make you feel history. Feeling your history. You can feel the history on YouTube or Facebook. Subscribe now.
One city, one country, one state. Some place to be nobody. Some place to be. Some place you wouldn't know probably. If Chappelle moved to Ghana to find his peace, then I'm rolling where the service always roaming. I'm packing my bags and going. It's a challenging act. It's a balancing act. Visit beautiful places. It's more out here than the trap. Houses in Long Island, they always found him. House in the South, a nigga barely got out. Sunny LA, remember calls with Dr. Dre. He told me, don't let the palm trees fool you, nigga, be safe. Me and my higher self, we often would speak. Somehow we lost the connection, might meet a Joshua tree. And it's been bothering me. Too many wavy women, gotta log out of IG. Can't be my ADM and no kidding. It's hard to move like a civilian. I write the truth cause I live it. Not like you musical niggas. We did it big and they biggest. They rather shoot than write tickets. What it feel like to go get it? What it feel like to go miss it? In one city, one country, one state. Some place to be nobody. Some place to be. Some place you wouldn't know probably. Some place to be nobody. Dog bought a plane, said let's go to Paris. That's where baguettes are from, French bread that's long and narrow. I like the other definition, rectangular carrots. The concept of the song is rather esoteric. This girl said in Grenada we should go get married. Broke the meaning down of the Virgin Mary. And you got your own place. My favorite part of the night when you text me that you made it home safe. I'm contemplating at the home base how I'm used to breakfast in the ghetto sipping OJ. That's a picture right there, a moment in time. Before anybody wanted a photo of mine. Before the internet energy and social decline destroyed the vibe, fooling us with the headlines. Keeping us blind. Vultures eat you alive. Take heed to the signs. Wishing I find one city, one country, one state. Some place to be nobody. Some place to be. Place to be. Some place you wouldn't know probably. Some place to be nobody. 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 Nobody.
All my time is spent focused on my freedom now. Why would I join them when I know that I could beat them now? They put their words on me and they can eat them now. That's probably why they keep on telling me I'm needed now. They tried to box me out while taking what they want from me. I spent too many years living too uncomfortably, making room for people who didn't like the labor, but wanted the spoils, greedy, selfish behavior. Now let me give it to you balanced and with clarity. I don't need to turn myself into a parody. I don't do the shit you do for popularity. They clearly didn't understand when I said I get out, apparently. My awareness like Keanu in the Matrix. I'm saving souls and y'all complaining about my lateness. Now it's illegal for someone to walk in greatness. They want the same, but they don't take risks. Now the world will get to see its own reflection, and the anointed can pursue their own direction. And if you're wrong and you're too proud to hear correction, walk into the hole you dug yourself, fuck a projection. See me in my freedom, taking all my land back. They said a lot against me, thinking I just stand back. I got my legs beneath me, I got my hands back. A lot of people sabotage, they couldn't stand that. I turned the other cheek, I took blow after blow. There's so much crisis in the world because you reap what you sow. When you keep what you know is meant for someone else, the ditch you dig for them, you might just end up in yourself. I'm in the secret place, I keep a sacred space. They keep showing their hands, but keep hiding their face. If I'm a messenger, you block me, then you block the message. So aggressive, the world you made is what you're left with. Pride and ego over love and truth is fuck reckless. Y'all niggas got a death wish, the stupid leaves me breathless.
Some place to be. Yeah. Ain't ducking nothing. Just might have to build my own city, but I need a real nigga passport to enter. Miss Hill, we ain't going nowhere. They gonna have to deal with us. Make them uncomfortable. Yeah.
Holla at your head, man. Yeah. Here we go, turn it up, let it start. From block to block, the snatching heart, the Jack and Martin. And the punk police can't fake me, American. We can have peace, some safety. But right now, I got my mind set up. Looking down the bottle, I'm a dog, get up. Cause it's time to make the payback back. To my brothers on the block, better stay strapped, keep black. And accept no substitutes. I bring troops to the youth, tear a roof over my whole school. Home though, I'm on the turn the other cheek. In case they can't see it, while we burn the other week. Now we got them in the smash, flash. I'm over the last to the pro, get no cash.
Struggle, hustling.
to Enough is Enough, Save Our Children podcast. I'm your host, Tony Nix. Tonight we're talking about entitlement. Still waiting for the phone lines to light up. So far, there's been nothing. I sent out quite a few invites, and I got quite a few response, but no one has called in as of yet. We got a little under 30 minutes left. Again, this is the spring edition of our show and in future podcasts, I'm going to have on a few guests from different organizations and nonprofits. I may also have different advocates with some very informative interviews. Okay. Also, do me a favor. If you're on Facebook, Enough is Enough, Save Our Children has a like page. Please go and like our page. We also have a website you can go to, Enough is Enough, Save Our Children, .com, and you can sign on. Also, you can make a donation of $25 or more, which would be greatly appreciated. That maybe late spring, early summer, I'm going to put together an event here in Lawrenceville, Georgia, for families and young teens. Again, tonight's topic is entitlement. We know that our children today and young teens have a very big sense of entitlement. My question is tonight is, what are parents entitled to from their children? This is something I've never heard talked about at all, to be honest with you. You know, and I think it's time that it's put out there what parents are entitled to. And parents are entitled to a lot for what they do. Being a parent in today's society is a daunting task. When you're trying to raise your children or child in a society that basically has them under attack from a lot of different sources, and one of the biggest sources is social media. Okay, is to me, it's poison to our young teens and our children. There's no censorship of any kind, and the society we live in today really believes that it is up to the parent. And as a parent, they do the best that they can to protect their children from the poison of the social media. Now, that's not an easy task, because you can block what your child does on social media, but your child has friends, and their friends may not be being blocked by their parents. So your child will still have access to social media through their friends. And social media has dumbed down the youngsters in America, or around the world for that matter. You know, you see some of the stuff on social media sometimes, it's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. No censorship of any kind. They expose our children to everything at a very, very, very young age. You know, and it really, I can't even say it amazes me. It kills me how there is no censorship when it comes to our children and young teens. But anyone that's an influencer like myself, okay, will be censored or taken off of certain platforms because of their influence over the masses. You know, today, in today's society, they want you to think the way they want you to think and respond the way they want you to respond. They have a lot of tools that they use. Like one of the biggest ones, which they started a few years ago, was this political correctness, which, you know, for me, it takes away the right for individuals to disagree or say no. But as soon as they do that, they're labeled something, you know, anti this, or, you know, something of that nature, or some kind of phobia because they disagree or they said no. And that's not right. You know, even being here on the air, you know, which I haven't run into this yet, but I truly believe if I take it too far, they will, you know, come for me in some form or fashion, or say, you know, I violated their rules or something of that nature. And half the time, you don't really know what the rules are. You know, they apply a rule anytime they feel like it, basically. You know, they don't want people to have any type of awareness of what's going on in society. They want the people to stay blind. They want people to follow what they say and do what they say, you know. And for me, that's wrong. You know, as everybody knows, this is an election year. And it's going to be nasty. It's really going to be nasty. You know, we have the Democrats, we have the Republicans, you know. Before I go on, though, let me pause here a second. If you're listening and you'd like to call in, the number is 515-605-9760. That's 515-605-9760. Okay, back to this election. I'm going to just touch on this real quickly. Okay, I've heard, and I'm quite sure quite a few of you have heard this, that Democrats take the black vote for granted. And when they're elected, they don't do anything for black people. Now, I've heard this a lot, over and over again, and in this upcoming election, I'm hearing it a whole bunch of times from a lot of people, and people have decided to vote Republican. Okay, that's their right. They can vote for whoever they want to vote for. My question is, if the Democrats haven't done anything for black people in America, what have the Republicans done? And I haven't gotten an answer to that yet. You know? Because, see, I'm one of those, I ask questions, you know. Maybe it's something I need to know. But nobody's answered that question for me yet. What have the Republicans done for black folks? Okay? I haven't seen them do anything. And we got two candidates. One who he just gave the State of the Union, and he was adamant about what he was going to do in the next 4 years. Then we have another candidate who's talking about make America great again. And just as recently I've seen, he said if he's not elected, there'd be a bloodbath. Really? You know, what are you calling for in this country? Do we need that kind of leadership? I guess there are some people who feel we do. You know, personally, I don't get it. You know, our country has become very unstable when it comes to, I would just about say, all the cultures in America. It seems nobody likes nobody. A lot of hate, blind rage and anger. No, I don't know. There's no sense of civility, you know? People hate people for the just ridiculous reasons. It's insane. But anyway, back to tonight's topic, okay? I'm talking about entitlement, all right? If you're listening, you know, answer my question. What are parents entitled to from their children? They raise them, they care for them, they love them, they protect them, they provide for them, okay? They give them the tools to live by when they grow up. You know, they teach them spirituality, you know. They show them what sacrifices are made because they lead by example, you know. Now, of course, there's those parents who, you know, they're not quite up to par in their parenting skills. So I'm going to focus on those that are, who are leading by example, who are guiding their young, who are taking out the time to explain and show them what life is about, really, really about. That it's not all of this mess you see on social media, you know, mostly that is entertainment, and social media doesn't give them anything of real substance. I mean, you have little pockets here and there, but overall, that's not what social media gives. Doesn't give that at all, you know. Starts a lot of controversy. Excuse me. And it grabs the attention of those whose minds are not fully developed. You know, and it preys on that. Social media preys on that. I mean, I'm quite sure y'all have seen the posts, the videos, and some of it you just can't believe, you know, that it's on there. You know, the violence, the sex, you know, the exploitation of kids and young teens, women and men. You know, there's no area at all, you know, and this is what our young are exposed to. Take a quick break. I'll be back. So stay with me.
My name is Kimberly, and I'm the founder and president of Black America Cares. We're committed to addressing the economic and social needs of our community. We want to help create a world where individuals and families are not destroyed due to a temporary financial hardship. To learn more about who we are and what we do, visit our website at www.blackamericacares.org. Together, let's be a part of the change that our communities need.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no smog. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hug. I got my grub on, but didn't pig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up for later as I hit the dough. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a red light. Looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight. And everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she could do it all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week messed around and got a triple-double. Freaking brothers every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day. To the pad and hit the showers. Didn't even get no static from the cowards. Cause just yesterday them fools tried to blast me. Saw the police and they rolled right past me. No flexing, didn't even look in a brother's direction as I ran the intersection. Went to show dog's house, they was watching Yo MTV rap. What's the haps on the crap? Shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em. Roll 'em in a circle of homies and watch me break 'em with a 7. 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven, 7 even back door little jump. I picked up the cash flow. Then we played bones and I'm yelling domino. Plus nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day. Left my homie's house paid. Picked up a girl, been trying to dig since the 12th grade. It's ironic, I had the boo, she had the chronic. The Lakers beat the Supersonics. Felt on the big fat fanny. Pulled out the jammy and killed the poo nanny. And my Jimmy runs deep, so deep, so deep. Put her butt to sleep. Woke her up around 1. She didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the Top Gun. Drove her to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion. Hit the 3-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped the bird off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fly dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for the murder. 2 in the morning got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it read Ice Cube's a pinch. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, and my page is still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day.
Constantly raising the bar for all of us and doing it flawlessly. When you've come to learn that all that I have learned, one thing remains, being true to yourself is the key. Knowing your roots and where you come from is also key.
young black women. You are more than your thighs and your hips. You are beautiful, strong, powerful. I want more from you. Take your place. Young black men, take your place. We need you. Your sons and daughters need you. Understand what I just said? You were sold off and had no choice. Yes, but now it's time to stay. Take your place. Now. Starting now. Starting now.
You're listening to EIE SOC Podcast. I'm Tony Nix, your host. Unfortunately, tonight there was no one on the line, which that's okay. I just came back. It will get better. I'm positive of that. Anyway, my final comments is this. As parents, we are entitled to be respected. We are entitled to our children to show gratitude and to be grateful for what we do for them. We're entitled to remind them of what we do for them in spite of their attitude. Because our children one day will have children, and they need to carry the message to their children about what parents are entitled to. That is so important in today's society. Okay, we must work hard at letting our children know that as parents, we have entitlements also, whether they like it or not. This is what we must do. On that note, again, follow us on Facebook. That's Enough is Enough. Save Our Children. Like our page. You can go to our website, Enough is Enough. Save Our Children. .com. You can sign on. And please leave a donation. Donations help keep this podcast on the air because this podcast is not free. And I would like to do future podcasts, and I need your help to do it. So on that note, God loves you, and so do I. And until you hear from me again, know that the sooner that we have no violence, the sooner we will know peace. That's KNOW, deuces. Y'all stay blessed, and I will talk to you very, very soon.
You good, T-Money?
Niggas been counting me out, I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing down names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit, the game is off balance, I'm back on my shit. The Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it, you all on my dick. I'm all in my bag, it's hard as it get, I do not throw powder, I might take a sip, I might hit the blunt, but I'm liable to trip. I ain't popping no pill, but you do as you wish. I roll with some fiends, I love them to death, I got a few mil, but not all of them rich. What good is the bread if my niggas is broke? What good is first class if my niggas can't? That's my next mission, that's why I can't quit. Just like LeBron, get my niggas more chips. Just put the rollie right back on my wrist. This watch came from Drizzy, he gave me a gift. Back when the rap game was praying like this. To act like two legends cannot coexist. But I never beef with a nigga for nothing. If I smoke a rapper, it's gon' be legit. It won't be for clout, it won't be for fame. It won't be cause my shit ain't selling the same. It won't be to sell you my latest little sneakers. It won't be cause some niggas slid in my lane. Everything grows, the depth in the change. I love you little niggas, I'm glad that you came. I hope that you scrape every dollar you came. I hope you know money won't erase the pain. To the OGs, I'm thanking you now. I was watching you when you was paving the ground. I copied your cadence, I mirrored your style. I studied the greats, I'm the greatest right now. Fuck if you feel me, you ain't got a choice. I ain't do no promo, still made all that noise. This shit gon' be different, I set my intentions. I promise to slap all that hate out your voice. Niggas been counting me out, I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing their names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit, the game is off balance, I'm back on my shit. The Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it, you all on my dick. I just poured something in my cup, I've been wanting something I can feel,
promise I am never letting up. Money in your palms will make you rich. Put it on their neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't give a fuck. Pistol in your hand, don't
I'm dead in the middle of two generations. I'm little bro and big bro all at once. Just left the lab with young 21 Savage. I'm about to go on me, jigger for lunch. Had a long talk with the young nigga Kodak. Reminded me of young niggas from Ville. Straight out the project, no faking, just honest. I wish that he had more guidance for real. Too many niggas in cycle of jail. Spending their birthdays inside of a cell. We coming from a long bloodline of trauma. We raised by our mamas, Lord, we gotta heal. We hurting our sisters, the babies as well. We killing our brothers, they poison the well. Distorted self-image, we settled the fair. I'ma make sure that the real gon' prevail, nigga.
I just poured something in my cup. I've been wanting something I can feel. Promise I am never letting up. Money in your palms will make you rich. Put it on their neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't give a fuck. Pistol in your hand don't make you real. Money in your palm will make you real.